First of all, Mike, let's make sure you know what happened and what we did with reference to this rule, because I think it's unfair and inaccurate to suggest that no economic analysis was done. We are required under the Food Conservation Energy Act of 2008 to take a look at this. We're required under the Regulatory Flexibility Act and under the Executive Order 12866 to assess the potential costs and benefits of regulatory action. We complied with the Executive Order and with the Regulatory Flexibility Act. We looked at the impact of this proposal on small entities. We analyzed effective alternatives that minimized the impact. We made this analysis available for public comment. GPSA conducted both of these analyses, and they're available at page 35345 to 35349 of the Federal Registry. In addition, we also asked the Small Business Administration, OMB, and others to take a look at this, and we solicited on eight different times comments and consideration. So, number one, it is inaccurate and inappropriate and wrong to suggest that there has not been an analysis done. Secondly, as it relates to rural America, the ERS study of incomes for farmers for 2010 suggested that there may be as many as 600,000 of our producers in that intermediate group with less than $250,000 in sales that will average about $3,400 of income from their farming operation. They only survive because they have off-farm income. That represents about a third of our farmers. About 1.3 million of our farmers have less than $10,000 in sales, and they'll lose money on their farming operation. So when I look at 1.9 million of the 2.2 million farmers either just barely breaking even or losing money, I think it is important and necessary for it at least for us to ask the question, are these markets as fair as they need to be for all farmers? And all these 1.9 million folks live in rural America, and they're part of the heart and soul of rural America. So I think we are being responsive to rural America, and I think we're being responsible to a majority of the producers. And a lot of misinformation is out there about these rules. I can't comment specifically about that misinformation because the comment period is still open. But we will forcefully comment once the comment period ends on November, in the latter part of November.